Hello and welcome to Chode House Podcast, Episode 1. My name is Ethan, and with me is Dee and Snow, and thank Hello. You for listening.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Episode 1.
So, I just want to let you guys know that I'm on nootropics tonight, and you know, I know you said earlier. I know you said earlier, Snow, that you know. I mean, the jury's still out on whether or not they work. But
Gonked out of your mind on it.
I mean,
we're not sponsored, by the way, not yet. Hit us up, Joe.
Right. Yeah, Joe Rogan. If you're listening to our podcast, please. We accept donations.
Do you feel like that old boy in that movie where he takes that pill and he just sees into the fucking future and he sees all realities, all things at once, and he just he's able to just
yeah. What's that, Bradley? One? Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper. Yeah, that movie. Bradley Cooper. Yeah. And some,
limitless.
What was it called? Limitless.
Yeah.
Limitless. Are you living limitless. A limitless life?
Yeah.
What do you actually feel like? You know, what do you think?
What I think about the nootropics.
Yeah. What do you feel like? Because we were talking a little bit about placebo earlier. So, what do you feel like?
Right. Well, I'm not sure really. I had a lot of coffee today, so I'm kind of up helps. On the coffee, and I don't know if the nootropics has really done anything for me, really, because you know, reading the description and the user reviews and everything, and you know, folks are like, oh man, I feel so focused on this stuff. You know, it's just, it's great. And even people that, you know, used it for a while and, you know, it had diminishing returns for them and, you know, their body got used to it or whatever. You know, they said that after a while, it didn't have any effect on them. Even they were saying like in the beginning, it had an effect, but.
I think I talked about it a little bit. I tried this a long time ago, about six years ago, and I didn't really get anything from it. So in their current formulation on their website, it's got a bunch of vitamin B6 because that's the popular thing. You got to put a B complex in there. It works. It does work as a catalyst from what I've read. You know, in general, it helps your body absorb anything, whether that's food or medicine, supplements, B6, B12, those complex. So it's got that. Mm-hmm. It's got 600% of your daily dose because, fun fact, you didn't know your body is shit at absorbing any of the B vitamins. So you have to basically OD to get them. Then it's got what they call the Onnit Flow blend, which is oat extract, L-tyrosine, and L-theanine.
Is that a diuretic or something?
No, so oat extract, I'm not sure, and it also has phosphatidylresine. So the L-tyrosine and L-theanine are pre-workout ingredients. So those, if there is some kind of alertness factor that maybe where part of that's coming from, I think they're vasodilators, kind of like the nitrous oxide stuff you get a pump. They don't work the same way, I don't think, but it's kind of the same deal, right? Makes your blood vessels open up, so you get better blood flow. It also has their Focus blend, which sounds like a bunch of plants. It's got bacopa extract, toothed club moss extract, and then alpha GPC. I don't know what that is. And then it's got L-leucine, which is another pre-workout ingredient I recognize, and then cat's claw. So it looks like it's got some herbal stuff and then a bunch of pre-workout.
Good old cat's claw.
Yeah. Oh, cat's claw. You know, cat's claw really has, it's got a lot of uses that people don't take advantage of. It's one of those supplements, herbs that the old timers used to talk about.
Oh, yeah?
Cat's claw.
Apparently it's good for cancer. So says this review. Cancer
is awesome. Another cancer cure.
So is every fucking thing. You know,
all these cancer cures, but so many people die from cancer every year.
Big pharma doesn't want you to know. Hydroquinone or whatever it's called. Hell, HCG.
Oh, hydrochloroxin. Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah,
thank you. Hydroxychloroquine.
Apparently, it cures cancer too, and so does
amazing.
What's that shit you take for diabetes?
Oh, there's a lot of
insulin.
No, not pancreas juice. No shit. What is that stuff? I don't know. Anyway,
I got nothing, man.
It's some damn cancer, but not cancer. Well, it is.
Methotrexate is a cancer medication. I didn't know you took it for diabetes. No,
diabetes medicine. It starts with an M. But anyways, apparently it cures cancer too, or it's supposed to, you know, reduce your risk of getting cancer. Like all this shit apparently reduces your risk of getting cancer, except the stuff that we eat.
Right. You know, like the whole antioxidant thing is a complete load of horse shit.
Yep, sure is. Like,
the entire fucking thing.
Yep.
Is horse
shit. I think it's one of those things, if I'm not mistaken, where like if they when they've studied it in the lab, there is like the effect is real, but it's in such a like microscopic microscopic dose or effect, right? It's like it affects you so little that it's negligible, but it does technically have an effect. So then they sell it that way, right?
They ran like with it, baby.
Yeah.
Hauled ass.
So I guess I'm out of the loop on this one. What is the antioxidant?
Take it away. No, it's
so
bad.
Everything, man, everything. You go to the store, go to the grocery store. You don't even got to be a Whole Foods or something. You can go to a damn Walmart, right? You can go to Walmart and just go easing through the food section and all the grocery. And go look at everything that's got antioxidants stamped on it, right? It's got all these antioxidants. And really, it's just like vitamins mostly. And that's like vitamin C, I think, is an antioxidant. And vitamin D is an antioxidant. Yep. It's like all these normal things got classified under the umbrella of antioxidants. Like, yeah, well, do these things fight cancer? Maybe if you don't have vitamin C, you're going to die from scurvy before you die from cancer, though. Well, so
that's the thing. They use buzzwords, right? So the thing that antioxidants prevent are free radicals. They combat free radicals.
That's the big buzzword.
Yeah. So free radicals are this, like, I got this pulled up. So Medical News Today, I'm sure it's a very reputable website. Don't sue me. So free radicals cause oxidative stress on your cells, which this is what I was remembering, right? So this is a real thing. So oxidative stress is real, but it's like saying driving your car consumes fuel. It's like, is that a true statement? Yes. Does it mean your car is going to explode? No, probably not. Your car will probably not explode from driving and consuming fuel. So this oxidative stress by free radicals is another thing. And listen to this. So this is some of the activities that can cause oxidative stress. And this is I want you to listen and pay attention to how varied. Yeah. So listen to how varied these are. Smoking, radiation, drugs, industrial solvents, the ozone layer, excessive exercise, tissue trauma, mitochondrial activity. Mitochondrial activity is how we're alive, by the way. That's how we're literally alive.
Oh, ADP or something gets in there.
Yeah. And that's how, so apparently that's bad for you. And like Dee was saying, antioxidants combat that. It's such a load of, it's just snake oil.
You know, I've been looking for ways to reduce my mitochondrial activity.
Yeah.
Well, I got a cheap solution. Real cheap. Well, it's like 33 cents a round. I mean, okay. A dose right now.
Okay. I mean, it's not too cheap. They give cheaper ways.
Ain't cheap enough.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, like, I mean, I guess I incur the cost on the front end, but I don't really have to worry about it, like, after the fact.
No, you won't give a shit at all.
No. Mitochondrial free. I'm
fixed. All your mitochondrial stress issues are over.
they should put antioxidant stickers on, revolver rounds.
Bullet cases.
Bullet cases.
Yes.
FDA approved antioxidant reducer.
Mitochondrial stress reducing.
Yeah, mitochondria. And mitochondrial activity. You know, they could, man, God, dude, you could put so much shit out there and people would just like eat it up, man. You could literally put a sticker on something that says, you know, reduces mitochondrial activity. People are like, oh shit.
What the hell is that? I don't know, but we don't want it.
We don't want it.
It's a long word, dude.
Yeah.
It looks like, in my opinion, we looping back to the nootropics, we've got something that maybe isn't as quack as free radicals and antioxidants, but I was looking and something I wanted to bring up, a actual nootropic. So like stuff like Onnit, like there's a lot of them out there. It's not like Onnit Alpha Brain is the only thing that's, you know, snake oil or maybe works, maybe doesn't. Modafinil is a real nootropic. And so this was, I don't know if you guys heard about this a few years ago. This came up in the news a lot about students using it. It was like a study drug. Hmm. And it was really popular because, and this is still valid as of what I'm seeing now. It focuses you and it helps you to stay awake, but it's not a stimulant. It's not addictive. There are no withdrawal symptoms. There are no psychological or physiological dependencies that have been studied, at least. Hmm. And it just makes you focus. It is the closest thing I have seen to a biological free lunch, which we know doesn't exist.
I was about to say, we got a free lunch? Or?
No, I'm sure there's something out there, but it's used heavily by military still. Like our military, France, UK, Canada. And
I bet it
Germany.
Causes enhanced mitochondrial stress.
I bet it does. I bet the free radicals are just in there zooming. But it's technically a nootropic. It's got on label. It's a Schedule 4 in the U.S., which means, well, let me read this again so I know.
Wait,
Schedule 4, it's a category of modafinil. Modafinil. It made big news because the okay. Modafinil. Yeah, so the media was trying to make it. The media was trying to make it out to be this big.
No. I just want the daffodil. No, you want the modafinil. Daffodil.
It's Provigil.
Yep. I want
Modafinil. Is that the brand name? Is that the brand name? Provigil.
Yeah, this is ADHD medication.
So I'm serious. Like, read about it though. Since you're on the page, you're probably on the page I am. So this came out, or not came out, but this got a lot of media coverage a few years ago because. They were alleging that college students were like killing themselves. It was disproven. Apparently it's given to people for narcolepsy is one of them, shift work sleep disorder, sleep apnea, severe sleep apnea. Like if a CPAP, like this is like the end stage, CPAP's not working, other stuff's not working.
Those people.
Combat
ozone.
Exactly. Yeah, combat the ozone. Yeah, exactly.
Free radicals in the ozone.
We gotta get onto that. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is if you want to do a real nootropic, there, Ethan. Looks like this is your guy, modafinil.
Some people's allergic to it. They break out in awful rashes.
I mean, people are allergic to everything. You can eat a peanut and die. So,
I even like the name of it.
It's a pretty catchy name, isn't it?
Modafinil.
I mean, if you're gonna take ADHD meds, just go for the street shit and just get you some fucking Adderall.
Well, yeah, but not mistaken, that has a pretty bad withdrawal if you go on a high enough dose, doesn't it? Like you got to be weaned off.
I don't know.
It's this one sounds promising to me. I'm not sure that I believe it because
I mean it's a stimulant. It's a really a thick stimulant. So yeah, it probably does have a pretty nasty withdrawal.
I'll add it to my stack.
Yeah, your stack.
I'll add it to my stack. So every morning.
Is this the morning? Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Every morning I get up. I go by the book when I'm taking, you know, all these 12 different supplements that I take.
Sure.
Just to get me through the day, you know what I mean?
Right.
I like to operate on like a higher level than everybody else.
Yeah, so let me go to Onnit's website. Go ahead and tell me which of their products you don't use.
I take them all. actually. They sent me a free t-shirt.
This is not a sponsor stream.
We'd like to reiterate, not sponsored.
We're not sponsored. But I just want to tell everyone, if you go buy it right now.
If you go to onit.com, that's code word Ethan. You'll get exactly nothing off your order because, again, we are not sponsored.
Type in promo code Ethan, and you'll get 0% off.
Oh, so they have another product. I tried this one too. New Mood. It's like a super melatonin bullshit. This did nothing as well. Absolutely nothing.
I thought melatonin was like a sleep aid.
It is. So this isn't a nootropic. I'm sorry. This is just an Onnit product. It's called New Mood. It's meant for relaxation, but I read that one of their recommended things was to take it at night when you're trying to wind down to sleep.
Mm.
Yeah. It has 5-HTP, magnesium, tryptophan, and melatonin.
Oh, baby.
And valerian root. I think maybe this may work for some people because I've been told by a lot of people the valerian root helps them sleep, and it does nothing for me either. Yeah. So I'm thinking that
you like
maybe I'm just
caffeine. Like people are like, oh man, I drink all these Cokes or Mountain Dew. I was like, man, I could drink a Monster and lay my head on the pillow. I'm out. It's over.
That's insane. It
doesn't work for me. I'm just one of those people. Caffeine doesn't. Now sugar does. Sugar works really good. If I take a drink, a regular Mountain Dew, and try to go to bed,
I feel like I have the same results as you, but it's for sugar too. Neither one of those things. I don't ever feel energized. Like sometimes if I'm really hungry, like if for some reason I haven't eaten for a long time and I eat something, like before I eat, I'll feel kind of lethargic because I'm like if I have eaten for like 24 hours and I eat, I'm pretty lethargic, and so I eat something and I feel better. But it's still not like energy. That's just because I'm fucking hungry and I ate something. Right. I've never really understood that, you know, sugar high thing. As a kid, I'm sure I did. Everyone does because you're not used to it. Yeah. But I guess I ate so much sugar and drank so much caffeine that my endocrine system's just like,
nah.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah. I get a pretty good, you know, energy boost when I drink, you know, coffee. I mean, it's, you know, pretty short lived. I do notice a difference if I'm drinking coffee, you know, after lunch, you know, in the afternoon, evening time. So yeah. I try not to drink a lot of caffeine.
Like you notice a difference, so. Like you're hard to get to sleep at night, or
yeah, I'll stay up. I have a hard time.
If you load it with sugar, it'll work. If it's coffee with like a bunch of dead gum. I don't know, creamers that are really high in sugar, and I mix those, it'll wake my ass up. I'll be like, whoa.
Yeah, I usually have creamer in mine because I'm, you know, I'm one of those guys.
I don't like flavored creamer that much. I do the powdered, the full on cancer creamer, the Coffee Mate powder.
It's full of free radicals.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do like black coffee sometimes. Anyway. It's just, I don't know. I like it both ways. I more frequently do creamer and sugar, but there are sometimes I'll get in a streak where I drink it black and it tastes good. Tastes fine.
Have you had Super Male Vitality?
I have not. I already have so much testosterone It's leaking out of my ears.
Take that shit. Have an erection for like 6 hours. I don't know what happened. It won't go down.
I would take that. Snort my blue chew.
So, you know what I learned? You're both going to make fun of me. So, you know those gas station rhino pills? Like the yellow jacket rhino, those boner pills, right? No. I've not taken one. But I thought, you know, a lot of them are like horse pills, right? They're fucking huge. They're like
for
big pills.
For
well, I thought they were like a normal gel cap. And so for the longest, I was like, man, that would be really uncomfortable to drink, like, or to swallow, right? You swallow it. No, I did not suppository it. Apparently you're supposed to twist them and there's powder in them and you put it in water and drink it. Oh. I didn't know that. Yeah, so apparently you didn't either. I thought it was a pill, and I was like, that's going to be really uncomfortable.
But
like, that's a
like
huge
a
pill.
And it looks
exactly
it like a pill.
Yep, and that's why I thought it like was. Oh, okay. How many have you taken? What's your world record?
Well, it's in my stack.
I was gonna say it's in your stack. It.
Could you imagine waking up every fucking day and taking like a handful of Yellow Jackets?
You would die.
I have taken Yellow Jackets before.
I thought they were boner pills too.
No, hell no. Well, at least, okay. Well, I'll say this. The ones back in 1999 and 2000 were.
Oh, I bet you mean the fat one. That fat burner that got made illegal. The Friends, that Friends star, sold. Courtney Cox took it. No, she almost died. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Lightweight.
Pull this up. Jamie, pull that up. Hold on.
Jamie. God. Fuck, Jamie.
No, we used to do like 12, 13-hour drives to get to where my parents lived.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, that's a lot.
Jacket or two.
Yeah, give me a Yellow Jacket, baby. Yeah. I'm going to drive all fucking night. Like a madman sitting there tapping the steering wheel, just switching the radio, just as fast as you can go. And then next. I know this song. Oh, board next. It's just... tweaking out of my mind.
Absolutely, yeah. I was gonna say you're absolutely geeked out of your mind.
Yeah, get there immediately. Crash. I'll see you guys tomorrow. It's 7 a.m. Yeah, I'm going to bed.
Wake up tomorrow. Your whole fucking face hurts because you've been clenched for like
yes, the muscles
hours.
In your cheek. Oh, that's shit sore.
And yeah, I've never
the hardest shit ever.
Jesus.
Sounds like someone's Dragon got a Ball.
Got a little more experience than you're letting on.
Dragon Ball shit.
This is like a Dragon Ball news.
So, how many episodes does it take for you to shit? How long are you waiting for that shit to come out?
Oh, we got to get a soundboard in here now.
I was messing around with this clips thing earlier, and I'm like, oh, dude, you just put in sound clips, and you know it brings it up. You were looking at it yesterday, Snow. That little, it looks like a soundboard, and it is a soundboard. But you
put like little Elgato things, or
Elgato?
Oh no, it's built. It's. I thought you meant the thing that's built into.
Yeah, that's
Clean
what I'm,
Field,
talk, that's what I'm talking
Pro.
About. And then I got distracted by Elgato because.
Yeah, so Elgato makes Stream Decks. That's what a lot of the big streamers use.
I was close to buying one of those.
Yeah.
Well, they look really cool, but they're pretty expensive.
They're 400
or something. So they look like we need a way to share content, by the way. We need to be able to share screens. But if you Google it, Elgato, like the Spanish word for cat, they have all these buttons on them, and you can use them for basic stuff like macros. Like some streamers I watch will have one they hit that changes their OBS scene for them. So like if they're going on a break or whatever. But you can do a lot of complicated shit with them too. Apparently, like they're super nice, but unless you're
a lot of integrations too. Like they integrate with everything.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, they make a bunch of really cool.
Pick that up whenever Onnit comes through with their sponsorship for the podcast
that we currently don't have because we are not
right. Yeah, that we currently don't have.
I want to talk about the coof a bit because I found this article.
Oh, hell.
No, it's not the coof, that COVID, the coof. So
we can talk about the coof.
Yeah. All I wanted to say was, so there's this article, just found it tonight.
I don't think we can.
And, we're already doing it.
We're talking about it.
So the states that saw the country's worst COVID-19 case rates over the past week have also reported the highest number of new vaccinations per capita. It's the CDC numbers that came out today. What do you think about that?
Well, you see there, Snow, what's happening is it takes 4 weeks for the vaccine to get up to speed. You understand?
Uh-huh.
You have to get your first one, then you got to wait 2 weeks to get your second one. And then after your second one, you're not actually vaccinated for another 2 weeks. So it's a total of 4 weeks before you're actually functionally vaccinated.
Right.
Well, there's a couple of states in here that... Some of our listeners that are familiar with us may be familiar with Tennessee has the country's worst COVID-19 case rate, apparently.
So bad.
We have the sixth best rate of new vaccinations per capita. Alabama had the second worst case rate in the country and reported the highest number of new COVID-19 vaccinations per capita. Number one, whole country.
You guys, they're dropping like flies left and right. I've lost so many. Actually, no, I don't know anyone who's.
I don't know.
Yeah, actually, I know. So I do know a couple people who've had it, but I don't know of anyone that's. Yeah, well, I don't know of anyone that's actually has actually died.
Oh, I know a ton of people that got it. I got friends that got it. Yeah. Their whole family got it. I know one guy that went to the hospital, and he was like very obese. You know, poster child. If I showed you his picture, look at him, you'd be like, "Oh, he died." No, he lived. The only reason he had to go is because he was dehydrated. And it goes on and on. Look at the country of Israel, man. I mean, they have the highest vaccination rate in the world almost. Yeah. And I just sent you a link on that earlier today. Sweden banned them because too many people are getting sick. So you can't travel from Israel to Sweden right now.
Man. Yeah, so I was going to look that up. So there's actually an official recommendation. This is CDC. I'm looking at it right now, right? This is mm-hmm. They put up travel notices for the COOF. Mm. And COVID-19 has in Israel the highest level. They have four levels apparently. Mm-hmm. Israel's a level four right now, and in big bold letters, avoid travel to Israel.
So you know,
that's the recommendation.
From what I understand, India has the lowest rate. So, like the top two is India and Joe Rogan.
Great though he may be.
I didn't know he was a country actually.
India and the young Joe Rogan, not the decrepit Joe Rogan that CNN makes him out to be.
So interesting. So,
I swear they added like 10 years on him.
I'll get off the. We can get off the subject after this, but I want to. This is interesting to me. So I told you there's four levels, right? And some of the countries in level fours is the CDC current travel recommendation. So like I said, Israel, Guam. I'm giving you a couple because there's a bunch. Israel, Guam, Switzerland, Montenegro, Aruba, France, Iceland, and then you go down Spain, okay, blah, blah, blah. God, there's a lot. Level three, Canada, Germany. You know, this is – the reason I'm saying this is because this doesn't really match what I've been hearing about vaccination. Just you're not hearing, I guess maybe the wrong word, reading. Man, you know what? I'll look it up. Hold on.
So
Mexico's not even on here.
Oh.
I'll add to it. Denmark said, we're getting rid of all COVID protocols, all lockdowns, all laws. Every mandate will be deleted here and henceforth. If you made a special rule for COVID, it's now null. Eat shit and die. That's pretty much what they did.
Got you up till Denmark. I love it. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, good. I mean, good on them, man.
Mexico's a level three there, Ethan, in case you're wondering.
So
Denmark's a level two.
Yeah.
Mexico's a level three. What about Panama City Beach?
India's a level two, so I'm not sure that I believe this list very much anymore.
That place where the Delta variant came from, allegedly. It started PCB. There. India.
Yeah.
I thought if anything... Like, I would definitely believe that. Delta variant came from PCB. Spring break PCB is where we saw the first case of Delta variant.
Yeah.
Out down there at Club La Vela.
Club La Vela, Jesus. Club La Vela. Patient Zero came from Club La Vila at PCP.
Down there DJing, looking like, what's that guy from Jersey Shore? Mikey, Pauly D, one of those, the DJ.
Just a really greasy motherfucker.
Yeah.
just grease, like, just dripping off their fingers.
MTV and Jersey Shore, please don't sue us.
Right, yeah. We actually like people from Jersey Shore. Don't mistake us for bigots.
Well, let's not go that far down. It's one thing to apologize.
I'll cut that.
I got rocked by a tornado the other day.
Jersey.
See that one? New Jersey got their first tornado.
Wow.
I saw that.
Popped their tornado cherry.
Like first ever?
I don't know. That's like first in 100 years or something like that.
Oh, man.
That's
insane. I saw some videos coming out of like the subway and shit in New York, like just like getting flooded.
Feel for them. Mm-hmm. That's rough. That's rough as a cub.
Yeah.
So I've always, it's probably a stupid question, but I've thought about that before, how they keep the subway, like the at least the entrances from flooding. Because, I mean, I know New York City doesn't get the kind of rain that maybe other parts of the country do, but you got to think, you know, it happens, right? I'm sure they have drainage systems built in, but because there's so much, it's like, what, 10, 15 feet down, I guess, right? If you're talking about street level to like where you wait for the subway, maybe that's like 10 to 20 foot difference, right? It's a pretty stark difference, and there's big holes with these ramps that just collect water. So how does it not always flood?
Engineering.
That's where they stack up their homeless people to block the water from going down into the subway. It's like they're sandbags.
Is that what Led Zeppelin was writing about when the levee breaks?
Yes. He didn't want to call it when the homeless wash away. He didn't want to call it when all the homeless bodies get washed away by the water. So he went with when the levee breaks, which, good choice on you,
thanks
Led
to Blasio.
Zeppelin.
It's a lot catchier song.
It's a lot catchier song. They have that in their documentary. If you watch it, they talk about.
I don't think that's true.
No, it's not true.
Yeah, I don't think any of that's true.
I was like, keep going.
I'm in no way affiliated with a Led Zeppelin band. I was there with Led Zeppelin. They tell me I was the best. I was the best roadie they ever had. I was the best.
Did you finance the world tours?
Yeah. Only sent him $1 million.
It's a small loan. They paid it back immediately. They're great guys. Great guys.
I love them. They love me. I love their music. It's wonderful music.
You know it. I know it. Everyone knows it.
Everyone knows it. Points. Thumbs up. Points again. Mm.
Well, if anyone's left at this point, if you've made it this far, congratulations.
If we cover everything, then we're not really against one thing. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. The classic centrist. As a fellow centrist, I applaud that. It's the classic methodology we employ day in and day out. Infuriates everyone we come in contact with.
I defer to Snow's position.
I do too.
100%.
Yep. So I have checked homeless people off on the list. Left, right.
We talked about rich people too. Rich people. We're good there. Homeless and rich. There.
Let's see. I can't really. Homeless people are poor people too. Or I assume they
allegedly.
Are. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, allegedly.
We don't know. We don't know. How many
They're
homeless...
rich in spirit.
They are rich. In fact,
that definitely probably, keeps you warm in the winter.
Really, if you think about it, they probably have more money than we do since we're, X amount of dollars in debt.
It's a very glass half full way to look at it.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so
still wouldn't trade with you.
Middle class, check that off.
I mean, all you can really say is they manicure their lawns. Homeowners associations.
Like, fuck you.
And I cut. I really used to love cutting my grass, and then I had kids and shit, so. And I see
I've got something for you. It's called Lawnmower Simulator, actually. It just came out. It is all the rage. It's actually a game on Steam. It costs $30 American. I'm not gonna convert because we don't have any international listeners anyways, so figure it out. But Lawn Mowing Simulator, $30 on Steam. I've seen Twitch streamers play this game for 3 hours to 50,000 people watching them simultaneously.
God, dude.
Yeah. So if you really got to scratch that itch, apparently the Steam reviews right now are sitting at mostly positive with 591 reviews.
Man, this has a better rating. Streaming like me cutting my grass.
Man, that's a niche. I've not seen anyone do that. I'll say that. There's always room for someone to break into a niche, right? And I've not seen a stream of lawn care. Like, imagine, let's take it a step further. So you have a really good idea, I think. Imagine this. You have a landscaping company and you live stream. Like, you would probably have to, no, I'm being serious though. Hold on. You'd have to like blur out faces, but seriously, like you landscape, you show, you know, landscaping for like businesses, especially people would watch that. People watch some boring, stupid shit.
I think I'm about to break y'all's hearts a little bit. Because it's not landscaping, but my dude in Australia, he cleans out stopped up pipes and gutters. Or not gutters, just pipes.
Like he's a plumber, you mean? Or
what? You only call him whenever something's stopped up and needs to be cleaned out.
Okay,
that's the only kind of work he does. That's really it.
And he has a Twitch channel. Do you throw him your Twitch Prime or something?
He's on YouTube. He's on YouTube and he does videos. And buddy, let me tell you, it's some of the most disgusting shit I've ever seen in my life.
So that I know that exists because my wife watches pimple popping videos and it's fucking gross.
Sewage. My dude is stomping around moving raw sewage. He's got a pet rat, like a plastic pet rat. He calls Randy. He'll set it down next to whatever the exit for the pipe is or whatever every time, and he'll find pieces of corn and put it in front of Randy as he collects.
Lord.
It is like, oh dear God.
So you're proving my point though. How many subscribers does he have?
Can you check real quick? But so many people. I have to look over.
So on YouTube, some of that exists. My point, and I think something you can take with this, Ethan, is there's no one on Twitch doing that, right? So there is something, there's a live element. Like videos are really important. And there's going to be, you know, there's always going to be that thing. But doing it live, especially if you could manage to interact with people, I'm telling you, some people are really fucking weird with how they want to spend their free time. And someone would watch that.
Like, I'm skeptical. You know, where does he get the corn? He could get it from anywhere. It's not live.
From people's bodies. Oh, I see what you're saying.
No.
Is this Corn Gate? Is this Corn Gate 2021?
Yo, bait and switch. Look.
Go look. It's real. It's so real. It's like,
bait you in with Dookie videos. And
what was funny was my wife didn't realize what she was. My wife didn't realize what she was looking at for the longest time.
Oh no!
A piece of corn. She's like, where did the corn come from? I looked at her.
You know where it came from.
I said, well, darn it, I don't know.
How did she take that news?
She turned it all off immediately. Nope. I'm out.
Shut the breaker off in your house.
Yeah.
Nope.
Over.
Oh, Jesus. So how many subs? I got to know. Do you find him?
Oh, yeah. 464,000.
Jesus fuck.
Wow,
see?
Oh man.
You gotta do it, man. There's a market out there for it.
Put it in the chat there. It's something else.
So wait, what was I doing? Oh yeah, cutting my grass. Or cutting other people's grass.
Right? I mean, that sounds like a job. Yeah. It
sounds like a job.
Dude, there's Post 10. That guy, he just fucking runs around and autistically clears up drainage culverts. You seen that guy?
Mm-mm.
No, his name is Post 10.
Post 10. Let me find this dude.
So he just
I guess I'm that fucking guy with weird ways to spend my time.
I mean, I do too. I'm gonna fail right now trying to think of an example.
427,000 subscribers for this guy.
Man, y'all have...
His latest video, so 4 hours ago, update, oh, new dam, hands. Long Pond. Mm-hmm. That's the title of this guy's newest video. It's already gotten 16,000 views from today.
I'm telling you, dude. But the way it's all about his delivery, too, because you can tell it's like, man, this guy is fucking serious about this shit. He is really, really serious about, like, residential drainage on the industrial level, like taking it up to the industrial engineering, civil engineering level. And he gets mad and shit. He's like, they use the wrong fucking pipe. He don't cuss, but they use the wrong pipes for this. You can see it's already corroding. This will be gone in 10 years. And he just gets all
so
mad.
Is that his job? Was he formerly?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No. He's just a dude.
Well, how does he know all about it, I guess?
I don't know. That's why I said autistically.
Children are dying.
Gotcha.
In Africa. Just...
Feeding his pet leech.
He has a pet leech.
My God, he has a pet leech.
All right.
He has a pet leech.
So.
Does he lay him down and put corn in front of him?
He probably lays it on his arm and goes, here you go, buddy. It's time to eat.
It looks that way.
He's got like two leeches on each of his
It looks
nipples.
Like he's letting it feed off of him.
Nice.
I've lost a little respect from this guy in the past 10 seconds.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree there. It's
like, I mean, he's kind of committed. I mean, really. Take your dog, for instance. You don't have any food. It's hungry.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're going to find some food. Sure. I don't know that my arm is a good choice.
Can you get an infection from a leech? That's the question.
You have to, man. I'm pretty sure they secrete that stuff that makes it numb because they don't want you to notice that they're on you.
Yeah.
But I don't think it has any like antibacterial properties, right? So because they don't need to keep you alive longer than what they have to feed on you. They don't care what happens after. I doubt it. I doubt it's a very clean process. I think.
Son of a bitch is swelling up.
I think this is a good spot to wrap up the first episode talking about leeches and antibacterial properties. So it's been real.
Actually, just so you know, just for the record, leech saliva. It's full of antioxidants.
It will stop the mitochondrial processes that are causing
to die. All mitochondrial stresses. All free radicals eliminated.
Add it to my stack. Testicular. All my testicular torsion.
You're gone now. All right. So we're going to talk about testicular torsion next week. So make sure to tune in for that.
Tune in next week to Chode House for discussions of my testicles.
It's funny until it happens to you.
So, all right. So yeah, every once a week. Look for us every Tuesday,
Thursday.
Well, Thursday. I'll be uploading it on Tuesday.
Oh yeah, I forgot. So I'm a professional, as you can see. I forget that there's a delay. We have only the best editors, mixers, audio engineers.
We have a team.
Yeah,
beautiful team.
I'll go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. So when can they find us again? Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Tuesdays. Do you think?
All right. Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Sounds good. Yeah. Tuesday. It'll be uploaded at some point during the day.
I may change my mind. Let me say. Let me just say these words so I can edit them in. Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Just in case I need to replace.
I think Tuesday. Okay. I think that was, you know, I don't really think we should have a formal sign off. I think that was pretty good.